Auckland's preparations for this summer's Ashes series in Australia have been thrown into disarray. Overnight, the side announced vice-captain Ben Stokes has been suspended, pending an investigation into a brawl outside a nightclub. Video footage appears to show the all-rounder punching another man, who then falls to the ground. Europe correspondent James Glenday filed this report.
It was a night that spiralled out of control and ended in a brawl. Just hours after playing a one-day match against the West Indies on Sunday, cricketer Ben Stokes was filmed on a Bristol street in the early hours of Monday morning, appearing to throw several punches at a man who'd been brandishing a bottle. After being arrested on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm and spending the night in a police cell, the all-rounder is said to be fragile and devastated. Not that he's getting a huge amount of sympathy from former players like Michael Vaughan.
Clearly, there needs to be a punishment. I think we need to know the full facts of exactly what went on that night. He shouldn't have been in that position. You know, I don't think being out at 2:30 a.m. on a Monday morning is the right thing during a series to be seen doing.
Overnight, the England and Wales Cricket Board decided it had to take action. It announced Stokes and batsman Alex Hales, who was with him during the brawl, will not be considered for selection for England international matches until further notice. Stokes fractured a finger during the incident and so will be out for at least the next 6 weeks anyway, and everyone is focusing on whether he'll be available for this summer's Ashes series in Australia.
He's a sort of beating heart of that team. So to lose him would be, it would be as big a loss as if Australia lost Warner or Steve Smith. It's that big.
Daniel Norcross is a commentator with BBC Radio and will be covering the series this summer. He says there's widespread speculation that Stokes' participation in the series will probably hinge on whether he's charged or not.
I think the result of their investigation over the next couple of weeks is going to be what determines whether or not he's there. And it is pretty much as simple as that. There's the problem with the new social media age is that we've all suddenly become judges. We're all looking at specifically that video footage that went out on the Sun newspaper, and suddenly everybody is deciding what they think that means. But there'll be a story behind that.
And as things stand, is it fair to say that his participation, particularly in that first Ashes test in Brisbane and possibly the second one in Adelaide, is in real jeopardy?
Oh, quite definitely. I mean, aside from the ramifications of the police investigation, there's the fact that we've been told he's got a minor break to the little finger on his right hand. Let's put it this way. I mean, England have been dealt a very, very severe blow by what's happened with the Ben Stokes situation. And at the moment, I think there's every chance that he won't be playing at Brisbane.
BBC commentator Daniel Norcross speaking with Europe correspondent James Glenday in London.